they're received. Okay. The first bill is ONC 16-123. An act to require that leases of Osage Nation-owned lands be authorized by resolution of the Osage Nation Congress until such time as Osage Nation completes and publishes an inventory of such lands. A land use law is in effect, and there are rules and regulations governing hunting and fishing licensure and penalties, and to establish an alternate effective date. There is one amendment proposed, and you all should have a copy before you. Amendment number one, pages 1 and 2, lines 16 through 75. Strike lines 16 through 75 and insert the following, and you have the copies before you. So, is there any discussion regarding the amendment? Congresswoman Edwards.
In the meeting of the Economic Development Committee, Commerce and Economic Development Committee, there was some discussion about the fact that the nation currently has some land leased. So this committee substitute takes out that concern of currently leased lands. Because the concern was that there was some hunting and fishing rights given with those leases. So I took that out in this amendment. I think that one of the reasons this amendment is important is that when we purchased the Blue Stem Ranch, the discussion was that, and I think this is a matter of public record after that, that there would be a board that would oversee management of that ranch. And it was always envisioned, as I understood it, that that ranch board would decide how that land would be used. Well, it's become clear to me and probably to others that that's not necessarily what that ranch board is going to do. I'll direct your attention to the Osage Nation website. Under the Treasury Department, there is a request for proposal on that website. And it says as follows: request for proposal, land use lease. Description: the Osage Nation will receive use and compensation proposals from individuals and or companies for leases on all or part of approximately 43,000 acres located in Osage County. Proposal packets can be obtained from the Osage Nation Purchasing Office, 1701 Granby Lane. Please contact Tammy Leeper with the Procurement Office. Responses must be received by 4:30 Friday, October 28th. Osage preference will be applied in awarding the contract. The Osage Nation reserves the right to reject any and all responses. When I saw that, I was quite surprised because I thought that the ranch board was supposed to be the entity that was going to guide us through what was going on with the ranch. So I don't know what the purpose of this is. I don't recall ever sitting in any meeting or having any consultation with anyone about, hey, we're going to take some proposals to see what that ranch might be used for, and then we'll let you know. So I don't know what the outcome of this is. But I know it's not pursuant to something that this nation has worked on as a Congress and as the executive branch and as a board together and said, all right, this is how we're going to move forward with, and Congressman Tillman points this out, as a plan. This is our plan. We have no plan. This just popped up on the internet. Now, this says that until such time as this land use plan comes about, the Osage Nation Congress will authorize the chief to sign leases by resolution. That's been going on now. We had a bill that's expired, I guess, on October 1st. that authorized the chief to sign certain kind of leases. He's lost that authorization as of the expiration date of that bill. But lest we think this principal chief doesn't believe in that, I direct you to an email of Monday, February 27th, 2007, from Jeffrey Standingbear, Indian lawyer at sbcglobal.net, sent to the members of Congress, including Archie Mason, Raymond Redcorn, Shannon Edwards, and William Supernaut. And it's talking about the Allen lease. And it talks about a conversation that Jeffrey Standingbear has had with the executive chief of staff. And he talks about, I've had a conversation, and we are in substantial agreement as to the purpose and need for some legislation to have the Osage Nation obligated on this lease amendment. However, there's a difference as to the wording of the language currently in the latest version. And then he goes on to say, we have a slight disagreement, and she and the executive do not find it necessary to mention the term principal chief of the executive branch, because by three-branch government constitutional law, only the executive may execute the leases. In contrast, I find it necessary to state the word principal chief, because under three-branch constitutional law, only the executive may execute the leases. If you find the reasoning the same, that is because it is. I just want to make sure we understand the speaker nor an enterprise nor anybody else but the executive branch may sign on behalf of the nation, of course, when authorized by law. Then another email of March 4th. I came in to catch up and see the emails in the bill. It is an appropriation bill only. If the chief has the votes, why not make a showing of goodwill and vote for it as just an appropriation bill and not as an authorization? If there is language in another bill that ever says the chief may sign the lease on his own without an authorization, then you may want to ask me if a lease is a contract, because the answer is yes. So if a chief can sign a lease without the authorization from Congress, he or she may sign a contract without authorization from the Congress. Further, a contract is an obligation. So it follows that the chief may obligate the Osage Nation without authorization from Congress. Thus, the chief might waive sovereign immunity of the nation, sell our water rights, enter into new tobacco or gaming contracts, sell the Indian villages, trade your furniture for some wooden stools, and anything else that involves an obligation, contract, or lease, as long as there's no use of tribal treasury funds involved. I take that to mean the chief believes that there needs to be an authorization to lease land. This simply says that no land will be leased until we have a land use, but in the meantime, the Congress can authorize lease of the land by use of a resolution. So that's my amendment. I think the rest of it's pretty self-explanatory. We have no hunting and leasing provisions. I think in the committee several people talked about the fact that you've now got 43,000 acres out there, and you may have every person in Osage County hunting and fishing out there. Don't know. But we certainly don't have, I think we need a prohibition against it until such time as we figure out what we're going to do about that. I think that you ought to let the tribal members hunt and fish, but not everybody out there at the same time on the same day shooting and getting all crazy. And we have to have some sort of orderly system. We don't have that currently, so from my position, we need to prohibit that until such time as we get it together. And I know that Congresswoman Buffalohead's working on it. We should all work on it. This is not something that one person can just put down. We all need to think through it, bring our best research together, and talk with the chief and the assistant principal chief and get their ideas, if that's possible. As we've seen in this session, that has not been possible so far. So I would urge your support of the amendment.
Thank you. Congresswoman Buffalohead.
I'll be supporting this amendment. We often find ourselves, as some colleagues have pointed out, which I would agree, writing legislation that can sometimes be what's considered a knee-jerk reaction, and I see this as proactive instead of reactive. I think that when we acquired the 42,000 acres to begin with, leasing wasn't discussed. It was never discussed where I was a part of the conversation. And now here we are being faced with that as an option, and we are now coming back in where it's playing catch up. And so I would encourage you to support this so that we can at least try to get a handle on the route that we're now taking, which is leasing.
Congressman Supernol?
Yeah, I'm going to oppose to this. And I think that we all need to support this. This issue of Keith's observation on leases goes way back to the beginning of this conversation we're having. Archie was here, Shannon was here. When it first came up on the Allen lease on the Marsville property, and we think that ever since then that we need to authorize the chief. Otherwise, if we don't reinforce this notion through this amendment, I think that we don't want to set a precedent of letting the chief lease property without congressional approval. Some people, I mean, it's probably going to get vetoed, but I hope the whole Congress will support this. And if you're weak on it or ambivalent about it, just say you did it under duress.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Walker?
Well, I'm not weak on it. I definitely won't be voting yes for this. The tribal council used to approve leases for land. We're not a tribal council. That's an executive function. We did authorize the chief to, by resolution, to execute leases after a resolution. That was for restricted and trust land. We now have the Hearth Act in place. The request for proposals that Congresswoman Edwards mentioned a little bit ago, if you'll read that and compare it to provisions in the Hearth Act, they almost go hand in hand. So this is not something I can support. I'll be voting no for this amendment and no for the bill.
Thank you, Congressman. Any more discussion? Congresswoman Edwards?
Well, I guess I would ask, or I would like to hear from anyone, in the absence of this kind of bill, do you believe that the principal chief has the authority to go and lease the Blue Stem Ranch without anything more? And as a result, can lease it to whoever he wants for whatever amount of money, if any, he wants, for however long he wants, and for whatever purpose he wants, which could be any purpose.
Are you asking him to respond?
If anybody has a thought on that, because that's the position I see being taken through this proposal, is I have the ability to go lease this land without anything else. I might be wrong, but in the absence of a law prohibiting it, where are we?
Congressman Maker?
Yes, that's the only reason I'm supporting this, because excuse me, somebody has to have the authority to negotiate these leases. But I will say this much about the whole thing. It will change in the future. But what we're having lunch today, I was looking up leasing Indian trust land on the computer. And the first sentence says, you must make an application to the DOI, Department of Interior. It must be approved. And that's all trust land. So when this does go into trust, it will change.
Congressman Supernol, did you have your hand over here? You're lukewarm?
Not this time.
Okay. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd just like to reiterate that I believe that the chief
no matter what the status of the land, needs authorization to lease the nation's property in some form. We've just recently passed two resolutions authorizing the chief to apply for grants. Seems like we did one more authorization bill we did two for grants, energy grants for the Minerals Council that we authorized the chief's signature to apply for those grants. Congressman Supernaw, at the request of the executive branch, filed another resolution, which I think we're getting ready to vote on today, that authorizes the chief to be the signatory on leases or people that own for the Cobell land buyback for fractionated shares and some a leasing portion thereof on structures for that. So there is precedent. No, we aren't a tribal council, but we are part of the government. And we're the people's representatives of the government. As is the chief too, but I believe that this body more fully represents the people of the Osage Nation, and I believe that there is precedent for us to authorize the chief's signature when he lets the Osage Nation's property, and I will just support this amendment.
Thank you. Any more discussion regarding this amendment? Congressman Supernaw?
I'm sorry, what did you say the very last of that?
I asked if there was any more discussion regarding this amendment.
Yeah, okay. I'm concerned about that request for proposals on leases, because if you read that, it implies that they're even asking people to tell us what to do with that land out there after we've already bought it and approved the plan of operation. But it also, I've heard that they've even considered leasing it to another tribe, the Quapaws. It's not done yet, but if that thinking's out there, I'm against that. Now, I am one of those letters from Jeffrey, he puts in there things that he's always done that to make you kind of remember. And that, the reason I remembered that letter from 10 years ago, as he said in there, without authorization from Congress, the chief can trade your furniture for wooden stools. And I remember that. It's like in one of these veto messages, which talks about mirrors in the funhouse. I remember that. Anyway, I support this, and I hope the rest of you can see why we should.
Thank you. Congressman Walker?
Well, as I stated the other day, I don't enjoy, relish, or anything similar to those feelings taking this stance and being the lone no vote and going against my colleagues. But I too am worried about lots of things. I too disagree with lots of things that are going on around me. With that said, that doesn't mean that I'm going to allow those actions to cause me to vote for things that I think are clearly a separation of powers encroachment.
Thank you. Any more discussion? Seeing none, the question is, shall the amendment pass? Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Mayer.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
No.
Congressman Supernaw.
No.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supermom.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. Amendment passes. ONC 16-123 is advanced to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. Congresswoman Edwards, move to recess to the call of the speaker for the purposes of the amendment.
I withdraw my motion.
Okay.
I move to suspend the rules, amend the agenda, and place all of the confirmations that were placed at the third reading right now on the agenda.
Second.
Okay, motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. We will now address the War, the Osage Nation War Memorial Commission appointees. They came out of the Cultural Committee as one commission for Franklin McKinley, Richard Carrier, John Mashunkashe, Francis Williams, and Richard Luttrell. Is there any discussion regarding these appointees? Would anyone prefer to vote on them separately?
One big inquiry. How many total nominees are there?
There are five.
Five.
Yes, Congressman.
I'd like to make a motion that we vote to confirm all five of the War Memorial Commission appointees to be confirmed by the Congress. Second.
Motion's made and seconded to appoint Franklin McKinley, Richard Carrier, John Mashunkashe, Francis Williams, and Richard Luttrell to the Osage Nation War Memorial Commission. Discussion? All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. Those individuals have been appointed to the Osage War Memorial Commission. Congratulations. Congresswoman Buffalohead.
Make a motion to confirm Carol Hutchins to the Osage Nation Traditional Culture Advisor.
Second. Motion's made and seconded to confirm Carol Hutchins to the Osage Nation Traditional Cultural Advisory Committee. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. Carol Hutchins is confirmed by Congress to the Osage Nation Traditional Cultural Advisory Committee. Congratulations. We are now at a point on our agenda. Move to entertain recess to the call speaker for the purposes of endorsement.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to recess to the call of the speaker. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, we are recessed. Look.